Vice President Cheney visited Capitol Hill yesterday to have lunch with a big group of senators, all of them Democrats, except for independent James Jeffords, who until recently belonged to Cheney's party. NPR's David Wallner reports from the Capitol.
It was a sight rarely seen in a Senate where birds of a feather normally stick together. There was the Republican vice president walking down a long hallway outside the Senate chamber, escorted by Democrat Byron Dorgan of North Dakota on one side and the new majority leader Tom Daschle on the other. Coming up to a crowd of reporters, there was an awkward moment of uncertainty about who should speak first until Daschle stepped up to the microphones.
The vice president has kindly consented to joining us to have an informal discussion about the agenda and about issues that are of importance to the administration, and obviously we'll have an opportunity to express interest in the things that we want to move forward on.
Looking game and ready to chew some food and thoughts with the Senate's new majority, Cheney said he was delighted to have come.
It's nice of Senator Daschle and Senator Dorgan to invite me to come up and spend a little time with them, and it's a good opportunity for us to have a dialogue. I've had the opportunity, of course, over the months to meet with a great many of the members of the Democratic side of the aisle, but this is the first time I've really had a chance to sit down with a group.
And that group included most of the 50 Democrats, plus Senator Jeffords, who took the farthest seat in the room from Cheney's. According to participants, the discussion centered almost entirely on missile defense and energy policy. Minnesota's Paul Wellstone called it a fine discussion.
No blows. No, nowhere near close to blows. I was disappointed.
There was no discussion of the patient's rights bill being hotly debated on the Senate floor. It might have spoiled what everyone agreed was a very civil lunch. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.